Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Friday, the end of another, I hope, a fabulous week. If it wasn't, don't worry, we're going to distract you for the next 20 minutes or so. Joining us today is our dear friend, Corey Andrew from InstinctsMagazine.com. Corey, are you there?
I am here with bells on. Hello, everyone.
I can hear them jingling right now. They sound fantastic. We've got a ton of energy and a ton of gossip today, so let's jump right in.
Yes.
Hey, my friends, what time is it? It is
tea time.
So Bethany Frankel from The Real Housewives has a theory about Pete Davidson. Pete has recently been spotted with Kim Kardashian. He's had a lot of beautiful, beautiful people on his arm in the past, including being engaged to Ariana Grande. Bethany has a theory. It's actually an old theory, but it's rehashed right now because of Kim. She said the following quote, "Years later, I still maintain that Pete Davidson shoots diamonds out of his penis." That's right. That's Bethany's theory here about Pete. It's so, so wild. Mm. And it got me thinking about it because so many people are talking about this today. Mm. Is it about Pete and sex, or is it about something else? I would argue it's really obvious, Bethany. I get what you're doing. You're so controversial. You're so interesting. But it's not that. It's that he is funny. He's a funny guy.
Okay.
And it's a quality that we don't really sort of think about when we look for a partner. Often we think it's about sex. We always do. We think it's about attraction. And I've got to admit, that isn't always the case, particularly in Britain. Obviously, I'm a British guy. I grew up in Britain. In Britain, I've got to admit, comedy and somebody that makes you laugh is a quality you look for in a partner that might be even higher up than good looks. And so I think, Bethany, I get what you're doing. It's really, really funny, ironically, because I think it's actually the fact that Pete is so funny rather than anything he's doing sexually. What do you think about this, Corey?
I happen to love Bethany's theory, and I love jewelry, so I'll leave it at that. But I think that being funny is probably a better trait, because sexual attraction, it can wane, it can later on die, and then what do you have, right? So a guy that can make you laugh for all time, I think that's much more of a long-lasting trait. So I have to agree with you on that, Rob. I think that might be it.
I was thinking about it all day, because a lot of people, particularly in my business, in the gossip business, in the news business, entertainment, celebrity business, have been talking about Pete. I've met him a few times. He actually lived in the same building as me for a little while with Ariana Grande. It was wild over here.
You'd bump into them in an elevator or something?
I didn't bump into them in the elevator, but I knew they were home when 20 photographers were standing outside the front door. I thought it was the success of the podcast.
It wasn't for you.
They were like, it's not you, Rob Shooter. Get out of the way. We're waiting for Pete and Ariana. So I have met him a few times. I know people that know him, and they say that he's charming, and they said that really what Kim probably is really enjoying about him at the moment is he's the opposite of Kanye. He's not pretentious.
He's not
a movie star, or at least he doesn't act like a star. Mm. He lives with his mom, you know, until quite recently. He lived in his mom's basement. Ooh. He's almost the anti-celebrity. He wears scruffy clothes. He doesn't work out that much. He likes to smile. Mm. He likes to laugh. He can make fun of himself. He's in on the joke. A lot of these celebrities take themselves really, really, really seriously. And he doesn't. In fact, I think I could argue, too, that even Kim recently has been taking herself rather seriously.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of nights ago, they were at a restaurant, a private club downtown, and insiders, eyewitnesses inside the club, tell me they sat together and she giggled. She sat there just giggling.
Oh, wow.
And I think that's a really interesting quality and something that we don't associate with Kim. I think on SNL, we all actually got to see Kim's funny. Mm-hmm. Kim's a really, really funny person. We know her as that super, super polished person we see on Instagram or in ads for all the products she's selling.
Very produced.
But in reality, she likes to just sort of sit down and laugh, and he was wearing jeans and a t-shirt. His hair was not brushed. I'm not even sure if his teeth were brushed, but he sat there and was just charming. He's been really honest about his struggles with mental health.
Yes,
did you
yes.
know his father died in 9/11? I did not know that.
Oh, no, I didn't know that either.
And then after his father passed away, he really supported his mom. In fact, lived with her until just a couple of years ago. Maybe, maybe Pete Davidson is the star we need right now. Maybe, maybe he's the guy. Doesn't have security. Doesn't follow around with a huge entourage. When I used to see him in Chelsea, he'd be at the bank by himself. He'd pop into Bottino's, a little cafe, bar here in the neighbourhood by himself. He's almost the anti-celebrity.
Yeah,
I think
totally.
For Kim, maybe this feels really refreshing. Just the theory, just the theory, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Bethany Frankel from The Real Housewives of New York, she thinks that Pete Davidson's penis shoots diamonds. Obviously, she's been funny, but what she's basically saying here is it's about sex and money. Is she right? Is that the reason? Is Pete rich and full of diamonds, or is he funny? What do you think? What is the attraction with Pete Davidson? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Corey Love, what are you working on there?
Yes, well, Jazz Jennings is humiliated by her 100-pound weight gain. So Jennings admitted that she's humiliated by her 100-pound weight gain and that she's been fat-shamed by her family. Now, in the Season 7 trailer for the TLC reality series I Am Jazz, a 21-year-old transgender activist revealed that her eating habits changed amid her mental health struggles, and it resulted in her weight going up to 234 pounds. So she says, "I do experience fat shaming from my family. It makes me feel really humiliated." And she further explained that 2 years ago, she had plans to attend Harvard University, but she then deferred to going to refocus and recenter herself following that busy year. So she says, "I was actually struggling severely with mental health issues. I started binge eating. I gained a lot of weight and more weight, and now almost 100 pounds heavier. Wow. Here I am today." So she admitted that activities such as kickball and tennis were becoming more and more difficult with the added weight. And she later described her typical breakfast of fast food. Now, herein is a problem. If you're taking and having breakfast, then it's like donuts and maybe bagels, two bagels at a time. You know, it's a nutrition issue for many people. Jennings said that she was hurt by her family's remarks about her weight. Grandma Jackie, though, insisted that she doesn't judge the young TV personality for her weight gain. You know, Rob, sometimes family, they don't realize that they are actually the ones doing the most harm. They think it's playful. They think they have the entitlement to joke with you and say certain things they would never say to a stranger. So this story for me is about family being much more aware and thoughtful of what they say. What do you think, Rob?
Absolutely. You've hit the nail on the head, Corey, again. When you're a member of a family, the words you say have extra weight. So when somebody makes fun of me, I don't care. I really don't. If my mom or dad does, or a brother and a sister, it hurts.
Very
so
different.
Whatever you say, if you're a family member, think of it. Think of the people that have hurt you the most, and it probably is a family member, and it's not necessarily because they said something that somebody else hasn't said. It's the fact that they said it, and when they say it, it comes with an enormous amount of power. To this day, the only person that can really, really, really hurt my feelings is a family member. In fact, I argue that part of my success here in New York has been that my mom and dad don't get to see what I do. So they can't be critical about it because they never get to see me on TV. They just don't get to see it. And so if I was on TV in Britain and my mom was like, "Oh, it wasn't that interesting," or "You didn't look that good," I'd be devastated. Going on TV and knowing my mommy's not going to judge me, it's freeing. It's liberating. So as a family member, we're all members of some family. We are, if it's a family we were born into or a family we made, we all have family. Be really, really careful about what you say.
Yes.
I don't have many family members here. Obviously, they're over in Britain, but I have managed to make my own beautiful family here. I'm really careful what I say to friends. I'm really, really careful because when I say it, it's going to have added weight because I'm a friend.
Yeah.
So just be kind to one another. We all go through struggles. Jazz, you are such an amazing young lady. You really, really are. Goodness knows you've already done so much good in this world. If you can also do some good around weight and what that feels like and being healthy, even more power to you. You're wonderful. Moving along, so Meghan Markle is getting blasted for lobbying senators using her royal title. Meghan can't win, so Meghan has been hitting the phone and cold calling US senators on their private numbers, and she's been using her royal title. So this revelation came out when Senator Shelley Moore Capito said she was driving and she got a phone call on her cell phone from a blocked number. She answered it, and the person said the following, which I love. This is Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex. I'd drive off the road. I mean, I'd have to pull over. Wouldn't you have to pull over? She said, I couldn't figure out how she got my number. Well, it turns out Susan Collins was a senator in Maine.
Yes.
She gave Meghan the number, which I love. That's my favourite part of this gossip. And then the senator said, to my surprise, she called me on my private line and she introduced herself as the Duchess of Sussex, which is kind of ironic. That's what she told Politico. And that's tricky because I think Meghan did say she was stepping away from the family.
Yeah,
they were not going to use that title
anymore. Yeah, yeah.
But if I got a title like the Duchess, I call myself Rob Shooter Author now. Whenever I call anybody, that's my new title.
So of course.
I do get. And Meghan, you don't need to use that title. You're so famous.
Oh,
you
at
just
this
say
point.
You're Meghan Markle.
Yeah, she's like Cher, Madonna now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So you can just be Meghan. So the senator went on to say, I was happy to talk to her, but I'm more interested in what the people of Maine are telling me. Oh, this is tricky because Meghan is trying to use her power, use her voice to do what she thinks is good. And yet some people are angry with her. Meghan's tiptoeing into politics, and that's what's making people uncomfortable, I think, here. We don't do politics on this show. It's an entertainment show. I do it. Yeah. I get it. I get you don't want to hear it. And that's the whole point. It's like if I started using my voice to talk about politics, I'm entitled to do it, but it's going to be a very different Rob. And I think that's what's happening with Meghan. She's finding her new place in the world. And I think it's going to be more and more political. What do you think, Corey?
You know, I think it's odd, though, that she would be using that title here in America to reach out to American politicians. Like, the Duchess of Sussex means, like, nothing to Americans. Like, I don't, like, that doesn't impress, I'm like, what is that? I don't even know what that means, right?
I'd rather you be a Real Housewife.
Right. The Real Housewife of Windsor. Right? Yes, that makes more sense to me. The Duchess of Sussex means nothing to, like, people in Maine. So it's an odd position. I think that it makes more sense for her to call, hey, this is Meghan Markle. I mean, that makes more sense. I don't know. Yeah.
That's one of the most famous people in the world. When Kim Kardashian calls up, she doesn't have to say she's Kim from Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
No.
She's Kim Kardashian. Right. Meghan, if you're listening, hello, hello, hello. I know you're trying to do good here, and I'm not slamming you. I'm really not. Don't use the title.
No.
Don't use it.
She dilutes her brand.
Yeah, you don't need it. I get it. Gosh, can you imagine growing up and one day you become a princess, you become a duchess. I mean, I would love it. I would
hard to give up, hard to give up.
I would love it, I would love it, but I don't think you need it. Hey, moving along, there's some big revelations by Will Smith in his new book, Corey. Give us one of the biggest.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. So this is a really disturbing but also honest story. So Will Smith reveals that he once considered killing his dad to avenge his mother.
What?
So Will Smith has revealed that he once contemplated killing his father to avenge the abuse his mother suffered during his childhood. So there's a bit of an understandability there, at least with this story.
Wow.
So in an exclusive excerpt from his upcoming memoir, Will, obtained by People, Smith discussed his complicated relationship with his father, William Carroll Smith Sr. He says, when I was 9 years old, I watched my father punch my mother in the side of the head so hard that she collapsed. I saw her spit blood. And that moment in that bedroom, probably more than any other moment in my life, has defined who I am, he wrote. Within everything that I have done since then, the awards, the accolades, the spotlights, and the attention, the characters, and the laughs, there's always been a subtle string of apologies to my mother for my inaction that day, for failing her in the moment, for failing to stand up to my father, for being a coward, he continued. Wow. Now, with that moment in mind, he wrote that he swore he would avenge his mother one day, and that day almost came. So, Rob, he was caring for his father, who had cancer decades later.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that one night, he delicately wheeled his father from his bedroom towards a bathroom, and a darkness arose within him. And he says, I paused at the top of the stairs, and he thought I could shove him down and easily get away with it. And as the decades of pain and anger, you know, and resentment sort of flowed through him, he kind of had a cooler head that prevailed, yes. thank goodness. Yeah. And yeah. he says, I just continued to wheel him to the bathroom wow. as planned and did not kill my father at the wow. top of the stairs. That is a very serious admission, and it's something that I completely understand. Children witness their parents being abused a lot in life, and it harbors resentment in them. So it's yeah. an honest story, Rob, that he's telling, and
very,
I can't
very
fault
honest.
Him for it. And it's just really, you know, it's a big revelation from Will. What do you think about
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I think if we're all going to be really, really honest, and this is a happy show, but if we're all going to be really, really honest, there's moments in our life, all our lives, where we've closed our eyes and wished somebody was not here anymore. Mm, and
that's
it's
true.
We've all done it. I've done yeah. it. We've all done it. And so for Will to talk about this, particularly with a family member, it's shocking. Also, too, what I find so interesting is even after witnessing his father do the most awful things, he was still there for him
yeah,
when he
yeah.
had cancer.
Interesting,
it's very,
yes.
very complicated life, mm-hmm. isn't it? This book looks sensational. Everybody, pick up a copy. Hey, we're going to take a quick break now, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. We're having lots of revelations today, mm-hmm. aren't we? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
We're really getting into it, what we find sexy in men. Would we ever kill anybody? Oh, my goodness. What's happened to our little gossip show? We'll get back on track. Don't worry. Hey, let's get to the polls.
Da-da-da.
Pete Davidson had a private dinner with Kim on Staten Island and then again a couple of nights ago in New York City. Is this real or is it fake? Let's have a look. Ooh, 65% say it's fake. You think it's for the TV.
Yeah.
I don't agree. I think something's going on. I was looking to see if Kim's reality cameras were there when she had the dinner. They were not.
They were not there.
They were not.
Oh,
there.
Wow. Could be real, honey. Could be real.
Could be real. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest
of the day. Yes. Well, Dwayne Johnson will no longer use real guns on his company's wow. film sets following the Rust tragedy. Dwayne Johnson has become the latest Hollywood power player to put the use of real firearms on film and TV sets on notice. And he vowed that rubber guns would be the rule going forward for all the projects made under his Seven Bucks Productions banner. He says, I can't speak for anyone else, but I can tell you without an absence of clarity here that any movie that we are moving forward with, Steven Bucks Production, any movie, any television show, or anything that we do or produce, we will not use real guns at all, Johnson told Variety.
Wow, that's
well,
leadership. That's
you know, it's
leadership.
A lot of people, a lot of Hollywood film sets are now saying the same thing, like it's time for change. So he
yeah,
needs to lead
it's
that
more expensive.
Charge.
It's more expensive to add the gunshot in post, but Dwayne said he doesn't care. He is showing leadership. You're our nicest of the day. And now our naughty of the day.
Naughty.
Jay-Z joined Instagram. Well, that's not naughty. However, within 24 hours, he left. I know. Can you believe this? So Jay joined Instagram, and he got 2.3 million followers. He even got followed by one very special verified account that belonged to his wife, Beyonce.
Aww.
In fact, Jay was the only person that Beyonce followed. So Beyonce's got hundreds of millions of followers. She doesn't follow anybody apart from one person.
Oh my
She followed Jay. But get this, one day after Jay joined Instagram, his profile was deleted.
Oh,
poof.
I wonder.
So that didn't last
know,
very long. He was up for literally
he was like,
24 hours.
He couldn't handle the you know, the comments probably. It's tricky. It's a tough world out there on Instagram.
It's a tough world. He went on to promote his new film. So he has a new film called The Harder They Fall.
Yes,
and so
okay.
obviously his marketing people and the film people were like, you've got to promote this, Jay. You can get millions and millions
yeah,
of
yeah.
people to follow us. You're such a big star. Join Instagram. Although he is on Twitter, and so he is on Facebook too. So he is on social media to some extent. Join Instagram 24 hours.
Wow.
Later.
That's amazing.
It was the opposite with me. The first 24 hours, I was obsessed. I must have been 4,000
I'm still obsessed, pictures. Like 10 years later.
Mine's waned a little bit at the moment. I like posting a great quote from the Forward Answer, my new book each day.
Yes,
an inspirational
we love those.
Quote. I love those. Maybe a picture or so. And I do love, too, posting how well the show's doing. We're number 18 today on the charts on Apple Podcasts. Beaten Ryan Seacrest.
I'm just saying.
Just
and
saying.
We do love Darby, too. Picks of Darby.
Oh,
we have to have those.
Hey, Jay, you're the naughtiest of the day for teasing us. And now it's time for a moment of Rob.
You get a Rob.
So my book, The Forward Answer, is full of celebrity quotes. Really amazing celebrity quotes. I think there's over 100 quotes in the book. This one really, really touched me today, and it's from Lady Gaga. She said the following: I've been searching for ways to heal myself, and I found that kindness is the best way. Kindness is my medicine. Let's all take our medicine today. Have a spoonful of sugar.
Yes.
And it will help the medicine of kindness go down. Hey, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really, really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going,
you've got to be naughty.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob. Yeah.